For several days last week, it appeared that the deadly Ebola virus might have landed in Canada. An African woman who arrived in Hamilton, Ontario, developed symptoms that could have been caused by Ebola. Tests ruled out the disease. But as NPR's John Hamilton reports, the case revealed a lot about how North American health authorities respond to a dangerous germ brought from a distant part of the world.
The woman had been in Canada only a few hours when she was admitted to a hospital in Hamilton, about an hour's drive from Niagara Falls. At first, all doctors knew was that she had a high fever. Then they learned she was from the Democratic Republic of Congo. So the hospital called in a tropical diseases expert who listed Ebola among the possible diagnoses. At a press conference, Dr. Doug McPherson from Health Canada explained what happened next.
Literally within hours of the patient arriving, and literally again within seconds of her clinical scenario being identified, the entire system from hospital institution to public health to federal levels, including Health Canada, the National Laboratory for Diagnosis, and all the associated agencies nationally and internationally were alerted.
The woman was moved to a special room with low air pressure, which keeps germs from escaping, and hospital staff began putting on plastic suits before entering the room. At the same time, Canadian health officials began identifying other passengers on the woman's flight to Toronto, even though their risk was considered minuscule. And U.S. authorities began going through a passenger list from the woman's connecting flight, which had landed in Newark. Specimens from the woman were sent to the most advanced labs in Canada and the U.S. Dr. Lionel Mandel is an infectious diseases expert at McMaster University in Hamilton. He says the response was textbook.
Here, without any warning, the system got tested. And it got tested, you know, the middle of the night, boom, here it comes. And I think it passed with flying colors. The problem was identified quickly. The problem was addressed quickly. The ancillary procedures like infection control and public health were brought into play immediately.
There were a few fumbles. Specimens sent to Atlanta got held up in customs for a day because a label was filled out incorrectly. Hospital workers complained that they were getting more information from the media than from their employer. And ultimately, the extraordinary efforts proved unnecessary. But Mandel says the exercise was an important one.
You know, it's a global village. I mean, people get on a plane and a few hours later, they're halfway around the world. So I think it is critical to be aware of these things, that you have to have contact tracing capabilities in place. You have to have infection control and public health in place. And you can't be blasé about it.
This weekend, the woman remained in critical condition. Doctors say they have determined that she doesn't have Ebola, but they still don't know what is causing her illness. John Hamilton, NPR News, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.